Mr. Coleman, I don't think anybody could have any complaints in terms of the result today. You seem to be pretty dominant throughout that one. Could it have been a more emphatic scoreline?
Well, we got the response I wanted. There's been a lot of harsh words said and a lot of open talking gone on this week by all parties. We embrace the players' input and we like them to have a say. And we've told them where we think we can improve. I'd just like to start though by saying, about tagging them, because I think tagging them have made great strides in the last few years, and I think their manager's coming on for unfair criticism. I think Wayne's a smashing lad and he's got a great outlook on football, and I watched them 4 times last season and they were excellent. Now they've lost a lot of good players as well from the end of last season, and obviously we want to win every game we play. But there's like a little mini club now of probably us, Dagenham and maybe Morecambe. And you'd have an affinity to them managers, and you'd like to beat everybody else and probably not them. Because we're all us three are in the same boat, myself, Wayne and Jim Bentley. We're constantly swimming against the tide. And teams think they have an automatic right to beat us. And we can only raise people's expectations, we can't lower their expectations. And so he's done a terrific job since he took over as a manager, and I think he should be applauded for that and not be getting some of the stick that he's been getting as of late. And I'm sure they'll be capable of putting a run together that'll see them secure for this season, because he does unearth good players and he does play the game in the right way.
Those Dagenham fans obviously really unhappy at the full-time whistle with their team's performance. Should it also be about how well your team played?
Well, yeah. And, I can feel sympathy for the Dagenham fans because they want the team to win. They want the team to play well. Anyone who's seen us for the last 10 games will know that it's a tough place to come to. And we haven't been playing particularly well at home. We're a decent side. And I've got a lot of respect for the Dagenham fans because I've played against them loads of times and they've always been quite fair with me. And I do feel for them, but I just urge them and beg them to be a bit more patient with the manager because he is trying to do a good job under difficult circumstances.
Is that as good as it's been from your lads at home this season?
We played really well, and their keepers made a couple of great saves again. As of last week, and you're thinking, here we go again. And, possibly the chances that we had, we maybe could have enhanced our goal difference, but we always knew they were capable of plugging away. And if they'd have got the goal, the chance that they had with 5 minutes to go would have been nearly last 5 minutes, and you'd expect Jamie Caton to put them in. He's been doing it all his life, but there's only anyone could begrudge us the win. I thought we were good value for today. We got a good response from what we asked the players to do, and I thought we at times we were very, very, very good today.
The first two goals, there was almost an entire half of football between them, in between loads and loads of chances, but everybody weighing in terms of Seamus Keneally's first, Matty Pearson's first for the club.
Yeah, and Joe Wright, unlucky maybe not to get his first for the league goal. That puts Matty one ahead of me, so I'm not happy with that. I thought it was a terrific performance first half. We set out the traps quite quickly. Surprising for us to score from two set plays. But we kept our foot on the gas and I thought we deserved to go in 2-0. But we can't leave it there. We were desperate not to go 3 defeats on the bounce. And we've got a massive game now against Orient. The sad thing is we'd have won on Tuesday, which I felt we should have done with the lead that we had. Although, there's no complaints with the results at the end of it because I thought they outplayed us in the end. But from the position that we got ourselves into, we could have been in the automatics now. And I know you can't look back, but they should be the lessons that we've got to learn, how important each 3 points is.
Are the only negatives yet more defensive injuries? Adam Buxton lasted 7 minutes. You stuck Anthony Barry out there. He's hobbled off as well.
Well, I think Anthony, he's been ill. He's had the runs. And so he hasn't had a lot down on him today. So I think we would always expect him to cramp up. I thought he put on an excellent shift. So come on, more or less come on cold after 5 minutes, and I thought he did really well, and I thought young Bradley did really well when he switched to left back, and he's got a great appetite for the game, and I think he's got a good future ahead of him.
And both your centre halves, terrific.
Yeah, the game, and sometimes I'd have that over ability, you know, honesty and passion. I'd have that. I think that, as a defender anyway, I think that outweighs ability.
How far away are the rest of the defensive unit, do you think, from being back and available to you?
Well, Dean Winard was only sick. It wasn't an injury. It was an illness. So you'd hopefully he'll be back. And Tom Davis is going to go to St George's Park this week, and we're hoping him to be in contention for the place next Saturday.
And just finally, been announced to shareholders meeting on Wednesday. There's a proposal on the table for lots of money to be put in, debts paid off, etc. I know there's nothing happened at this stage. Is that one that's on the back burner, on the horizon? Potential investment in the club, what would that mean to you?
Well, it's not going to mean anything to us squad-wise, because the money's not going to be invested on a squad. But it could. We're on the verge of a really, really exciting period in Accrington Stanley's history with the new owner. I've had several meetings with him, and he's an honest, down-to-earth guy. Good fella, and he's got the club's interest at heart, and this could be the start of something big for us.
And from your point of view, the football you play in, the position you're in, is it sort of dream timing?
Couldn't happen at a better time. Maybe we'll get new changing rooms now.